As a child, Henrik Ibsen was lonely and quiet. His father had gone bankrupt and the family's reputation was low. As soon as he was old enough, he left the family and moved to Grimstad. But the social conditions did not get any better. Ibsen felt friendless and little regarded. The situation did not become any easier when he had a child with a 10-year-old servant girl. He worked at a pharmacy for several years while he was studying for high school degree. The plan was to become a doctor in medicine. 22 years old, he made his debut as a writer with the play Catiline. Some of the structures of this first piece are then recognized in most of Ibsen's later plays: the relationship between a man and two women, wife and the other, or vice versa, a woman's relationship with husband and the other. A child is often present, alive or dead. Ibsen worked as a writer for the Norwegian Theatre in Bergen and as artistic director at the Norwegian Christiania Theatre. In 1864 he started what would become a 27-year-long residence abroad. Many of his most famous pieces were written outside Norway. With his work Brand and Pergynt, Ibsen became the most famous and most controversial poet in Scandinavia. The middle-class dramas Society and A Doll's House made him famous throughout the world. No Nordic author has ever managed to occupy his contemporary time in the same way, or affected intellectual life of the world to the same extent. His work has been translated into countless languages and is still performed on stages around the world. He married Susanna Ibsen. The hammer on the grave monument is a symbol taken from the poem The Minor Hammerblow by Hammerblow. Till the last day of life, heavy hammer burst as bidden to the heart nook of the hidden.